Russia early Wednesday sending hundreds of drones toward Ukraine. Four key regions are now dealing with the aftermath, including at least three civilian casualties and dozens of injuries. Ukrainian officials say Zelensky's hometown, Kryvyi Rih, as well as Kharkiv and Vinnytsia, suffered the heaviest bombardment. According to the Air Force, Russia fired around 400 drones at Ukraine, most of which were intercepted. The foreign minister of neighboring Poland says a Polish factory near the border was hit, writing, "There are injuries, including two people severely burned. Putin's criminal war is getting closer to our borders." Meanwhile, U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg continues his Ukraine trip amid the attacks. Kellogg and Zelensky discussed alleged human rights violations by Russia on Wednesday, including the illegal deportation of Ukrainian children and the detention of civilians in occupied territories and in Russia. On Monday, President Trump announced that the U.S. will send Patriot missile systems through NATO to European allies. They can then send those to Ukraine. Trump stressed that European countries will pay for those weapons for Ukraine, not the U.S. On Wednesday, the State Department was asked which countries have already agreed to that plan.
I will not discuss what, certainly whatever we may or may not have negotiated or diplomatic discussions.
A day earlier, on Tuesday, Denmark, the Netherlands and others said they support Trump's plan. And Ukraine's foreign minister says Kyiv is ready for more peace talks with Russia and that Ukraine wants the U.S. to be part of the talks.